Hello, I am John, calling from FIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
Condominium.
Condominium? Okay, thank you for that. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Oh, thank you for that. By any chance, do you recall in what year was your home built?
What?
In what year was your home built?
No, I don't.
That's okay. Oh, well, thank you for that. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
3.5.
3.5, sir? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Three and a half, you said?
I think it's actually 4.
4? Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Let me give you the options. A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, Category 5, or Category 5?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not vulnerable?
Not.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost there. Appreciate your time, by the way. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare, ma'am?
Just close the shutters.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. When would you begin to prepare your... Oh, Tom?
What?
I'm just reading the next question. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Let me give you some options. When a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, the conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours, or any other you may think of.
48.
Okay. Thank you for that. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Perfect. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. What would you say there are like your top 3 sources of information, like in hurricane
situations?
Wait, situation?
Slow down. I can't understand what you're saying.
Okay. I'm asking you if you can, you could tell me your top three sources of information in regards to, like, the hurricane emergency or related, like internet, radio, friends and family.
Internet, radio.
Okay. Any other you may think of?
Any what? No.
One sec. Any perhaps TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media?
No.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
4.
Okay. Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare you for a hurricane or storm? Let me give you the options. Property taxes, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, any other, or none of the above?
Our insurance.
Thank you for that. Okay. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone by any chance?
Is it what?
Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Yeah.
A flood zone or an evacuation zone, man?
It's in a evacuation place.
Okay. Thank you. Did you happen to know what is the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
Like I have
a,
no clue.
All hurricanes?
No clue.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Okay. Now let me give you some options on this one as well. When will you evacuate? Like, if a hurricane watch is issued, like the conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger.
I don't think I would evacuate.
Okay. Thank you for that. In a case, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go, ma'am?
I don't know.
No worries. One second. I'm just getting your information. Almost there. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
One? Thank you for that. Okay. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm not sure.
Not a problem. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. Almost there. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year, ma'am? Will you say that decreased significantly, like over 10%, decreased somewhat, between 1 to 10, or remained the same, or if increased?
Increased.
Okay, let me get that information here. How would you say, will you say that increased somewhat or increased significantly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Do you recall how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years?
Well, it went up about double, but then I changed insurance.
Okay. Okay. And by any chance, I'm just, you know, making these questions. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 to 5 years?
Well, it doubled a couple of years ago, and then I changed company, and it didn't go up that much.
Okay. Perfect. And do you recall by any chance if your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years?
Well, it changed 2 years ago.
Okay.
And
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest ratio of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
Do you want to repeat the question?
For sure. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
I don't know. I didn't give it a thought.
One second. Almost there, ma'am. Almost there. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? And let me give you the options. Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I wouldn't move.
Okay. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Well, my mortgage is paid off, and no, I would not consider it.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government shall help to reimburse your costs? Federal, state, local, or in your opinion, should not be involved?
What was that again?
Yep. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, local government, or in your opinion, the government should not be involved in recovery yet?
I don't know. I have no clue.
It's just an opinion. You can, you know, give me like your best.
I hope that the federal government would help with.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
5.
5. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Similar question. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local land that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
4.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
3.
3. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
3.
3. Thank you. And one more. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
4. Thank you for that. Okay. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And if you do, do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
Thank you. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
I'm not.
Okay. Thank you. Almost there. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important for you?
The view.
Yeah, right. No doubt. He's asking me for my top 3, ma'am. If you could give me that, like the neighbor, the school, the price, any you may think of.
What was that?
I'm looking for three characteristics. Like when you purchase your home, which three characteristics were the most important to make that decision?
The view, the size, and the amenities.
Okay. One second. Okay. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year.
Until I die.
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you for that. Finally, I just have a few like general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age and within these ranges? 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
65 and older.
Okay. What is your gender?
Women. Female.
Okay. Thank you. Including yourself, ma'am, how many people live in your household?
One more. Two.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people are under 12 years old?
12? None.
None? Okay. And including yourself, how many people are 65 or older?
Two.
Two. Thank you for that. What is your marital status?
What was that?
What is your marital status?
Married.
Thank you for that. What is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household?
College degree.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself with?
White.
White. Thank you. Okay, and what language is most often spoken in your home?
What was it?
Yeah. What language?
Language
is most...
English.
Correct.
English.
Okay, almost there. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. It will be either under 20K,
that I
want
to answer. That I want to answer.
Oh. Okay, not a problem, not a problem. Give me one second. Okay, these were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your response, ma'am. Hope you have a good day.
Okay, you too, bye.